friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim on the Memches Kinyani Torah B'Siyata Dishmaya. This is amazing to be able to learn how to be Kona Torah, because that is definitely one of our tasks in this world, one of our primary tasks. And we're on the Kinyan of Be'em over Yira. And this should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi of Shlomo Gittelman Shlita. His entire family should have brought up a sachal chomaseyedehem. And we are going to base this shir on a mimer of Rabbi Yeruchim Halevi Levovitz, the great Mira Mashgiach, Parshas Mishpatim, Ve'ela Mishpatim. The Medrash says that before Mishpatim, before, and it says V'shaftu as Ha'am, before Matan Torah, then you have Matan Torah, and then you have Ve'ela Mishpatim. So that means that Torah has Dinim before it, Dinim after it, and Torah is in the middle. So the Metzius of Torah comes B'Sorich Mishpat, from the world of Din. It has to be within Din, within Mishpat, within judgment. And the explanation is that it says in Brachas Chaf Beis, V'odatam levanecha v'levnei vanecha, K'siv ba'asrei yoyim asher amata lefnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev, Mala halon be'imo v'yiru v'reses u'b'ziya, Afkan be'imo v'yiru v'reses u'b'ziya. So from here you see that Baalei Keri are usher to learn Torah. They're not allowed to learn Torah. It says you should tell your children, your children's children, the day you stood before God at Chorev and Har Sinai. Just like then it was with Eimon Yerusotu today, when you learn Torah. When you learn Torah, some of the Kinyani Torah, it's not so Pashat how they're a Kinyan Torah. But here it's Pashat, that's how we receive the Torah. Be'eimo v'yira b'rezes u'b'ziya. With awe and fear and trembling. And that's the way we have to learn Torah, with a sense of awe. Rashi ma'alalan be'im adachsi v'yarem v'yanu mikanam rukola tmeim mutarim b'torah shavheim yicholim lios be'im uveresis. So it says that the nation saw and they were shaken, they were moved, they were taken aback because of this awesome sight of Matan Torah. So they had such fear. So all tamei people, the Gemara says, are allowed to learn, but not a Baal Keri. But when a person's a Baal Keri, when a person had a seminal emission, how did that happen? What was he doing when he had the seminal emission? He was in a state of awe and fear. No. He was in a state of Kalas Rosh Vizachus Hadas. He wasn't feeling awe, very more lightheaded. Not this state of awe that one is supposed to feel when one is learning. So therefore, he should go to mikveh first, and then learn. B'sman hazeh, it's mutter to learn no matter what, but many, many people are machmir not to do so, to go to mikveh first. We've had shiurim on that. The topic now is not the halachas. But al kopanim, you see from the Gemara that a Baal Keri is usher because he lacks the requisite aim of a yira. We're not talking here about aim of a yira, about some sort of punishment that's going to come. Like people normally understand yira. People are afraid of a punishment. Baal Keri can also be afraid of a punishment. We're talking here about a mental state of a person. Is a person in a state of awe, in a state of fear, trembling? You have bombs going overhead, shells. The person's in a state of fear. That's all he's thinking about. He's thinking about the bombs that are overhead. So to a person who's Yerei Shemayim, is suffused with Yiras Hashem and his great pachad. Ad kilo nisha bo kol mokom lechetu letaiva. He's got no room for chet, for taiva. And then there's no more Yetzirah, right? That's like the famous Mashal given by the Mefarshim, how does Hashem command? Osachmod. It's natural for a person to desire certain things. So you imagine you're ice skating and you're about to fall. So at that moment, all the taivas go away. All you can think about is saving yourself, protecting yourself from being hurt. And Mimela, if a person has the proper Yiras Shamayim, so then he's just too afraid to be focused on nonsensical taivas. No more Yetzer Hara. Tafasu kulo b'yiras elokim asher b'kirbo. Otherwise, there's room for taivas if a person doesn't have this yira. And Torah has to be in a state of yira. God is talking to him. Hashem is talking to you when you're learning Torah. Hashem is an Esh Ochla. Have to be in have fear. The whole Indian of Torah is Mishpat. There's Mishpat before, there's Mishpat afterwards. People like to say, yeah, everything will be okay, you know, we're used to life. Today we live in a world where yeah, a person's sick, he goes to the doctor, everything's always taken care of, we're always so comfortable. Get on the airplane. Not like the old days, you know, a 3-month boat journey. Today, you're on the airplane, a few hours later you're there, on the way, you have games to play, magazines to read, one shouldn't read, food to eat, comfortable chair, you could sit back, comfortable. Not too hot, not too cold. Get in your car, you put the seat warmer on, your house, the air conditioner, the heater, the hot water on, the hot water off. Always comfortable. We have a fridge, we have an oven, we have a micro. Everything we need to make life comfortable for us. And we're not so afraid. Life is easy, Baruch Hashem. Life is good, life is pleasurable. But they have a sense of fear. There's something beyond this world that's genuinely scary, and that's din, that's mishpat, that's not doing the right thing. There's no yira, there's no Torah. There has to be a fear. There has to be a fear of sin. There has to be a fear of doing the wrong thing. People think, Shalom alai nafshi. Everything's going to be okay. Because he sees, he sinned. He spoke Lashon Hara. And everything was good. Seder Gomer, nothing happened. This avera, that avera, he looked at something he shouldn't have looked at. Did something he shouldn't have done. But everything's okay, nothing happened, it's okay. But it's not okay. That's the fear that one is supposed to work on. To feel that he did an avera, and avera is a scary thing. Going against the Torah is scary. Yira is an awareness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Lashon Re'iyah. He's here, he's watching. And Torah is filled with din. In order to bring us into the world of chesed, so that we earn our chesed, as the Sfarim say. How did Yosef withstand all of the nisyonos? As Elokim ani arei, he had yira. He had yira, so he doesn't care. He's just Potiphar, who are all these people? Who cares? Yira. Avraham Avinu was only bin Sinai Kedek, ati adati ki yara Elokim ata. One has yira, there's no more fear. One is so afraid, one just has to do things right. From Pyro, one can be afraid. But they feared God. What's the difference between Ema and Yira? Ema and Yira are both fear. This is in the Sefer B'nei Chayil. Ema v'Yira. Ema and Yira are both fear. This is Kinyan Hay and Kinyan Vav. But Ema, l'chora, upachad midavar karov. Yira is even for something far. Yira Shemayim, for something far away. Aim is a pachet of something close. Moshe Metzino will be Briyat HaRakia, that it froze from the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Ma'ayim Olav. Aim was Melashon Le'ayim, the threat. It seems very immediate. That's Aima. Kasi Roshach Kechel Tehavu Aimsa D'Shemaya. Cover your head, it says in Shabbos 156b. Notice that fear, awe of heaven, Ema. And Hashem is close. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. Eini Hashem Shototos Baretz. And Yira, something further away. That's why it's called Yira Shemayim, Yira of something that's there. It says in Brachas, Daf, Tezayin Amid Beis, Rav Basar Tzlusi Amar Hachi, Yeratzim Ufanech Hashem Elokeinu, Shilano Chaim Aruchim, etc. Chaim Shem Yir Beis Shem Yira Shchait, Chaim Shem Moshusha Ochlima, I'm saying, "Was Torah of Yerushalayim? What's Yerushchait? The Yer is from Hashem, from someone who warned us not to sin. It's not from the sin itself. We already said Yerushalayim, Chaim. Shteban, I was Torah of Yerushalayim. So, what did Yerushchait for? Says in the Sefer Imri Bina." Chelik Aleph Tshuva Yud Gimel, regarding the question of a Yisachar Zvulun helps. The Ramad says you can make a Tanai before your Osek B'Torah that you're going to split up the reward with the person who supports you. Rav Haigon brought in the Tshuva to the Ram Alshiker says it's not true. Shalom, Mishanasan Adam Zavam, and Nash Yaker Batar, Vishusa Kriya Yellow. Veshid Varmelo Divrei Hevel, Shain Lissimoch Aleim. He was asked, somebody gave somebody else money, and he said, "Learn Torah from me." And Rav Haigon said, "It's nonsense. What you can just carry around your Schar Mitzvahs, you can give them away." So the Imri Bina wants to make Shalom between the Ramah, based on the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that you can sell your Torah. And Rav Haigon says you can't. Ki pishnayim yesh b'onshi avrei ritzon rachman alitzlan. Beis minei onshim echad uskuli dovak b'pula sara. Ki pogam b'nafsha b'pula sara mamish. K'mon mi shishoy sisam amobis ha-memis u'mashchis gufo kein mashchis nafsha ruchnis b'pula samagunos. Ba'asoy su ha-ra midvar mishalot ha-senek figzeres ha-kadosh baruch ba'atzis ha-tara. K'mon shikosev avarach az Hashem asher yatzani ki kol ha-mitzis heima. Ach eitzus ha-ruyis l'odim ba'asher heim. B'asher u'odim yesh bo chelek aloi kam imal. ועוד יש בלעדי זוס עונש גמולי גם כן כי עבר על גזירוס יסברך שמי והשחיס נפשי ממש כעבר על גזירוס המלך ומשחיס הידי זה כלי יוקר של מלך שעונש בכפליים אין שם בערוקה. So he says when the world of onesh, there are two types of onshim. There's one onesh that is natural. It's like eating poison. When one sins, one's eating poison. It's natural. And then there's that he was transgressed what Hashem said. He's going to get punished for that as well. That's skuli, that God gives him a punishment for doing an avera. So there's the natural punishment and then there's the supernatural punishment. So the etzem schara mitzvah, that what comes naturally from the mitzvah, that only goes to the person who does it. But Hashem can still give reward. So the person's going to be what's naturally. When a person does an Aveira, so it corrupts his soul. When a person learns Torah, it purifies his soul. So if I'm learning Torah, and you're learning Torah, and I'm giving you money, how's it going to purify my soul? It's natural. But reward, Hashem can still give me reward. So that's how the Imre Bina makes shalom between the Ramah based on Rabbeinu Yerucham Rav Haigon. Ramah's right, there is reward. That's something supernatural that God gives for supporting Torah. But the Etzim Pu'ula that a person does that purifies him, that Torah elevates him, Torah makes him smarter, Torah makes him holier, that's only going to go to the person who actually learns. In the Sefer Shirei Das, in Chelek Gimel, in the last Maimer, he brings a Chakira, Shechakru Chachma Yisrael, Binyan Gedra, Mitzvahs Ma'averis, Mim Pchinas Roifei Amitzaba Lachoyle, is Pshat in Mitzvahs that's like a doctor telling a Chole, God created the world, and therefore Mitzvahs are a Trufa, and Averis are Choli, our illness. And therefore, if somebody does an Aveira, he's not punished because he transgressed the word of God. But this Aveira is poison. Eating unkosher food is poison. Speaking Lashon Hara is poison. These are all different types of cancers that destroy the soul and sometimes the body as well. Or no, it's like a king commanding a nation and he's going to give reward. What are the mitzvahs? Is something natural, part of creation? Or is it something supernatural? So, it tells the Rosh Yeshiva of Bloch, he says they're both true. We find that the Torah in one place was mevater on its commandment, even though b'metzias, it's still bad, there's still going to be a bad result. So Eishes Yifas Torah is a bad thing. A man in war, he takes a non-Jewish woman, he sees a beautiful woman who's b'chlal not Jewish from another nation, another country, but he's at war, he just has trouble controlling himself. So the Torah permits it under certain circumstances with certain rules. But if he follows all the details, then she's permitted. But there's still going to be a bat totzah. In the end, there's going to be Chazal tell us a ben sora amore. Chazal call it besar tmusos shchutos. So they have a head there. The Torah was matir, but it's still called tmusos. It's still called that it isn't properly shechted. So you see, it has a natural. Causes natural harm, even though supernaturally one won't be punished, but there's still going to be that natural harm. In Chagiga Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aser Reb Yechonim and Broker Elazar ben Chasim and Shalchu Laakva Pnei Rishua bePkiin. Amar Ma'achidushai beBeis Medrashai Amar Milo, Talmidecha Nachnu Mimecha Nushoisim. So Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yochum and Broka, and Rabbi Yeshua, and he said to them, what chiddush was there in the Beis Medrash today? So he said, we're your Talmidim, we drink your waters. So what are you asking us? No. I want to know. Ain beis medrash below chiddush. It's always going to be a chiddush. We're learning hakel. What was the jirasha? That if men come to learn and women come to hear, even though they don't necessarily understand, because they're not necessarily educated, why do children come? And the answer is to give schar lemiviyayim to those who bring them. So he said to them, what? You had this beautiful pearl, this beautiful gem in your hand and you wanted to make me lose it? Question is, what's Kadosh Baruch Hu lacks mitzvahs? He needs to add this mitzvah to be mekabel schar. And why does Rabbi Yeshua call this a margolis tova? So explains Rav Bloch, because be'emes hayu mechorachim bnei Yisrael b'shas hakel, they had to bring the kids. Who's going to watch them? Everybody's coming for everybody over bar mitzvah is coming. And then it's going to be something not normal here. People are going to be so involved with their children. You have to bring them to Yerushalayim, etc. And it's not even for them. It's because we have no one to leave them with. Who's going to babysit? So the Torah says, since anyway you're bringing the kids to Yerushalayim, you're going to get tzchar mitzvah. So there's not like a rofei mitzvah b'alachola. There's nothing natural that's going to come from it, because what are the taf getting? This is just because of echreach. It's just because there's nobody to babysit. But this is like the tzchar. This is like the supernatural tzchar that Hashem is giving. So we see these are two instances. This is if Eish Tifas Torah is like a doctor. That's the natural. It's only going to be a natural harm, but not supernatural, because in the end, the Eish Tifas Torah is permitted. And with this schar is only a schar that's coming supernaturally. God's going to give you a reward. But naturally, there's really no benefit in bringing the children. And with this, Rav Itzla Petterberger, the Sefer Koch Veor Simen Ches, explains the Medrash Rabbah Parshas Bekudei Maisa Reb Shimon Chalafta Shabar of Shabbos V'Leil Me'ayin L'Sparnes Yotze Lo Chutz La Mina'ir V'Spal Lifnei Elokim V'Nitan Lo Evan Tovim Min HaShemayim Nosno Shulchani U'Pirnes Os HaShabbos Amrishto Mehechan Eilu Amr Lami Masha Pirnes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amri Me'ein HaTorim Eli Mehechan Heim Eini Toim Es Kluom Hizchum Mesaper Lo Amr Lakach Nespalalti Lifnei Elokim V'Nitan Li Min HaShemayim Amr Lo Eini Toim Es Kluom Atshtoim Eli Shetachzira Motzi Shabbos Amrala Lam Amrala Ata Rotze Sheyei Shulchan Chachaser V'Shulchan Chaver Chamolei Halach Rebbe Shimon Odia Maisa LeRebbe Amrala Lech V'Amorla Im Shulchan Chachaser Ani Amalenu Mishali Halach V'Amrala Amrala Amrala Lech Imi L'Misha Limdecha Torah Amrala Rebbe Chiro Adam L'Chaver Olay Lam Haba Vokol Tzadik V'Tzadik Hayol Avala Olam Ba'atzmo Yishenemar Ki Halach Odom Abbas Loi Lomoy Olomen Ken Yixtib Kana Loi Lomoy Kem Yishom Ken Halach V'Hechzir Ad kan divrei ha-medrash. Medrash says, a ma'aser v'shim ben chalafta, who comes Erev Shabbos, he didn't have food. So he goes out of the city, davens to Hashem, and Hashem gives him an expensive gem. He goes to the shop, and he sells it, and he brings home food for Shabbos. His wife says, where's all this from? He says, from Hashem. She says, if you don't tell me, I'm not eating. Tells her, I daven, this is what Hashem gave me. She said, I'm not eating until you're going to give it. Tell me you're going to give it back on Motzei Shabbos. He said, why? She said, what? You want that your table is going to be empty and the table of your friend's going to be full. In other words, you're losing out on your schar and olam haba. I'm not letting you take this special nason olam hazeh. Rabbi Shimon told this to Rabbi. Rabbi said, don't worry about it. If your table is empty, I'm going to fill it up with my own. So he told his wife this, and she said to him, take me to him, the one who teaches you Torah. She said, Rabbi, a person sees his friend in the next world. Every tzaddik has his own world. It says, Holei Chodem Olbeis Olamo, his world. It doesn't say Olamim. So when he heard this, he gave it back. He refused to win Binana from this fine. The divrei tshuvasa shaleishes Reb Shimon ben Chalafta to Rabbeinu Hakadosh, yichid estuma plia ne'alama, b'men nitzcha oso mat tshuva heshiva lo resh heshiva lo rebi, v'chiyadam roa lechaveiro, l'olam haba, achitiyah tzricha sham b'olam emes, lachzor al pischei tzadikim v'chasidim, l'chapis es rebi lidr shemenu l'kaimis havtachasav lo timtzeiu, oki lo tucha liros es panav, Rabbeinu Hakadosh amram shulchan achasar ani amalena mishali, just trying to understand this whole dialogue between Shimon Chalafta's wife and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. What is she worried about? If Rebbe promises, Rebbe promises. So explains Rav Itzla Petterberger, Yitzchak Blazer, based on the Tana, Ben Hehe, from Tzara Agra, besides the Tzara of Atzmas HaMitzvah, this is Cheshbon Tzara for the Tzara, for the difficulty that one had fulfilling the mitzvahs. What he says is that through Liman HaTorah, Mitoch Tzar, Mitoch Doichak, a person's elevated, Maila Maila, more than if he would have learned without Tzar. And that's what Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta's wife was saying, thanks to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. She was very rich. And he didn't have the schar of Liman HaTorah, Mitoch HaTchak, like Shimon bar Chalafta. Didn't even have food for Shabbos. So everybody has their own world, based on how much they suffered for Torah. And you can't pass this on. So she was saying to Rebbe, well, you're going to fill up our table? No, you don't have this schar. This is a natural schar that you only get when you suffer for it. And my husband suffers. But you don't, you're wealthy. So the schar for Liman HaTorah Mitoch HaDchak is schar skuli, that you can't pass over. So we have in mitzvahs two gedarim. Gzeres melech al avadav, it's like a king, because that's what the king of the world told us, and it's like a doctor. It's naturally good for us to do mitzvahs and bad for us to do averis. And that's Yerushimayim and Yerushchait. Yerushimayim is mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he told us to keep the mitzvahs. Zeres HaMelech and Yeres Chait is because the Avera Be'etzim is mazik. The Avera itself is harmful. The Sefer B'nai Chayil suggests that that's in Sin Ema and Yira. That Ema is this concrete fear that relates to Gzeres Melech al Avodav. And Yira is the concrete fear of Rofei Amiyai Tzachole, that he's afraid of the Metzias. That's a questionable assertion. I don't wouldn't sign on it. But it definitely gets us to think, well, what is the difference between Ema and Yira? And if Ema is Davar Muchashi, if it's something concrete, you feel something threatening, then Yira is more abstract. Then once you have the real, then what do you need the abstract for? Unless one can say Ema is something very immediate, something that's threatening right now. And Yira is something exalted, it's a lot more subtle. But it's a lot deeper, it's a lot more real. It's not just my own personal emotion, you know, you're aware that God is watching regardless of the way you feel. Of course, one has to feel Yira, but it's Shamayim, it's something more out there, but it's more of a type of Romamus, that a person feels this Yiras HaRomamus, which is very exalted, as opposed to Ema, which is something threatening, more relating to Onesh. Al-Kopanam l'darkeinu l'madnu, that when you learn Torah, it has to be, as we have these two kinyanim, be'ema, be'yira, like it was in Matan Torah. And obviously it should be done in good spirits, and we spoke in the previous shiur, one of the previous shiurim, but the panim as biros l'talmid, and panim sochakos l'agada. But there should be an element of ava also, obviously not an element. Your learning should be suffused with Ahava. But not to forget the year, not to forget the year of Shemayim, and not to forget that this is all to bring us to Maisa. And that Torah is serious business. So, Mirtz Hashem, we are zocha to continue. And unbelievably, this is so exciting. We have Anova coming up. Anova. Wow, that's an incredible midah to talk about. So we were really, really looking forward to that shiur. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.